because you're entitled to his opinion. Here's Steve.
The president is lighting it up in London, to say the least. And with an interview with the Sun newspaper, an exclusive interview, he did that in Brussels before heading to London. President Donald Trump accused the Prime Minister of England, Theresa May, of wrecking Brexit and warns that she may have killed off any chance of a vital U.S. trade deal. It was an extraordinary interview that coincide with his visit to the UK. And his comments seem to be, you know, quite damaging to Theresa May. Trump saying that he explained how Brexit must work, that he explained how it had to be done, that it couldn't be a soft exit, that it had to be more direct. And he said if they do a deal like that, a soft exit from Brexit, that they would be dealing with the European Union instead of dealing with the UK, so it probably would kill the deal with the United States. And that would be a huge problem. And of course, Donald Trump is a controversial figure in parts of Europe, especially with the government there. So when he says this, of course, it lights all their hair on fire. And here's some of the other highlights from the interview with the Sun newspaper, because I think it's important. He accused the European Union leaders of destroying their own culture and identity by allowing a flood of millions and millions of immigrants from the Middle East. Now, would you disagree with that, or would you agree with that? He tore into London Mayor Sadiq Khan for not standing up to terrorists the way he should. He blames Sadiq Khan for the spiraling crime sprees in the capital, including the stabbing sprees that have made London a more dangerous place when it comes to homicide in 2018 than is New York City. On another note, he insisted that Boris Johnson, who is basically Theresa May's main adversary, who stepped down from the cabinet here just in the last couple of days over concerns with Brexit, he said that Boris Johnson would make a great prime minister. You know, and he went on again about, and I don't understand the concerns here from the, well, I guess I do. The media is trying to malign Donald Trump anytime they can, but the question, the point back to the Germany conversation about energy being supplied to Germany from Russia. 70% of the energy to Germany comes from Russia, or it will soon, natural gas specifically. And Donald Trump pointed out that that makes you beholden to Russia. That makes you a captive of Russia. And of course, they all went nuts in the EU and so forth. But how is that not true? If 70% of your energy comes from a single source, and that source is an adversary, which it is in this case, because Russia is more often an adversary of the EU and NATO than it is a friend, that's for sure. Oh, and by the way, Joe Biden and Barack Obama staked out the same position to NATO a couple of years ago. Germany, you can't do that. It's a bad position to be in. So Joe Biden and Barack Obama and that administration can point out the same things, but they didn't do it. I guess they were more polite about it. So then they're okay if they're more polite about it. What's that, Alex? You know what? Let's go to London. Mick the Brit standing by in London. What do they think of Donald Trump taking London by storm? Mick, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve, and thank you very much for having me on with you there, sir. Well, just from my observation here, as you said earlier, and thank you for the intro as well, London calling, brilliant. I'd just like to say that from my observations, I would just say that It's a vociferous few. A lot of people, when I say a lot, I mean, you know, mainly students. of that sort of age, you might refer to them as millennials or snowflakes, but it's those few that are shouting the most, Steve. And everything's been made about the big deal of looking at this big balloon that they call it the Trump baby balloon, which you probably heard about, that's being hoisted above Parliament there.
So the millennial snowflakes are the ones out there protesting, which are often the ones here, Mick, that are making all the noise in the street. But what do you think, common London, ordinary London folks like yourself, what do you make of Donald Trump? Do you like him? Do you dislike him? Do you think he's taking you in the right direction? Well, what are your thoughts?
Well, the parallel here, Steve, is with Brexit. You know, that was something that was very dividing, shall we say. And again, it was us elder folk that went out and voted because we knew what we had. We know where it's going, and we said, no, enough, leave. And it really, really, it's a protest, I think for both sides, it's a protest vote against the political elite, you know, the ones that think they know best, and they're just looking after their own self-interest. And I think it's the same. It was the working classes that voted in Donald Trump as president. And I know November is going to be quite an important time, really a validation, I would dare say. But he certainly he's played very well, Mr. Trump, I would say.
What about this big interview with the Sun newspaper? What about this big interview with the Sun newspaper, Mick, that he apparently undercuts Theresa May, says Boris Johnson would be a terrific prime minister, her adversary, her arch nemesis, really. I mean, how does that play today?
Yeah, I know a lot of people have noted that. And Theresa May's cabinet and the Conservative Party, dare we say, which equivalent of Republicans, if you like, they're in disarray. Make no mistake, Theresa May, or Theresa Dismay, as I call her, she's hanging on by her political fingernails.
So where does it go from here then? Is Theresa May going to follow Brexit all the way through? Is Donald Trump going to put a deal together between the UK and the United States? Is it going to hold together, Mick?
I would think so, Steve. Eventually it will. You know, we know that the president is very good at saying one thing and then he'll step back. And then, I mean, look at North Korea. Who would have thought?
Sure.
But he made that happen.
Now, you like him. So I guess my question going forward, you like Donald Trump. I get that impression that you like him. And do you think that a lot of people in the UK do like him, and that the press in the UK, much like the press in America, is just stacked against Donald Trump?
Yes, as indeed Brexit. And like I say, there are two parallels there. Yesterday they had a meal at Blenheim dinner at Blenheim Palace. Basically everything, almost including the red carpet, almost was laid out there for President Trump. He's a big fan of Winston Churchill. That was his family home, and Blenheim Palace. And of course, I'm sure it's not lost on you that Winston Churchill's mother was American, as indeed your president. His mother is British.
So a lot of cross back and forth. I appreciate that, Mick, and I appreciate you stopping in today and giving us a perspective from the UK, because without it, we'd have to trust your press, and I can't do that. I can't trust your press any more than I can trust mine. But I got to run, my friend. Mick the Brit, we'll have you back soon. I appreciate the drop-in. Mick the Brit live from London today. Donald Trump liked a lot more in London than they would tell you in the mainstream press. Shocking, right? Not at all. Groomer Show, it's 41 after. Quick break after this.